Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on khawf, the chapter on fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we can see that this chapter is quite extensive, showing us the importance it is, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not a small ingredient, this is a major ingredient in a Muslim's life, that continuously he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ensures that he has the fear and the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life all the time. The reason being is if a person doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's very easy for him to go off alignment, it's very easy for him to lose his direction in life, because this ingredient of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that helps a person to keep on track. So today's hadith we'll see that to what extent a person is aware, to what extent a person is conscious, a person is looking, or a person knows in the back of his mind, he's aware that Qiyamah is so close, the signs of Qiyamah are already there, the effects and the awareness of Qiyamah is something which is so important. And Nabi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kayfa an'um wa sahibu al-qardi qad iltaqama al-qarna wastama'a al-idhna mata yu'maru bil بالنفخ فينفخ فكأن ذلك ثقل على أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لهم قولوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل رواه الترمذي. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه he narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he said, how can I enjoy life when the angel who has been deputed to blow the trumpet has already placed it in his mouth? رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, how can I enjoy life when the angel who has been deputed to blow the trumpet has already placed it in his mouth? We know that the angel that has been deputed to blow the trumpet is Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, that when he blows the trumpet, it will be at a time when only the worst of creation will be left. And it will be a time that nothing will remain living, everything completely dead, everything will be completely dead. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that he has already placed the trumpet in his mouth to blow it. Now this is what you call awareness of akhirat, awareness of qiyamah. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying this how many years ago? 1400 years ago, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is saying this, showing us that this awareness of the life after death has to be there from a very long period. Not that a person thinks that, no, it's still far away, I'm still young, I still got time, there's many more years. No, he's consciously aware of the fact that qiyamah is also close. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is teaching us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that he has placed it in his mouth, he has placed the trumpet in his mouth, referring to Israfil alayhi salam, would his ear turned in order to listen to the order to blow it, so that he may blow it. Not only has he got it in his mouth, he is also waiting. He got his ear turned, in other words, he is waiting for the command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him to blow it. This statement weighed heavily on the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he mentioned something, sahaba would take it seriously. Unlike us, we'll hear this hadith and by 1 hour, 2 hours, or even maybe 15, 20 minutes, it's forgotten what we even heard. But when they heard these words from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it weighed very heavy on them. They felt very, 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 not hurt, but they felt very worried that what is, how serious the matter is, that Israfil has already got the trumpet in his mouth. He's waiting for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them one dua to read. Very, very powerful dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to sahaba to read. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, say, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Say, Allah is sufficient for us, and Allah ta'ala is an excellent guardian. Allah ta'ala is sufficient, in other words, to take care of us. Whatever is our needs, Allah ta'ala is sufficient for us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an excellent guardian. Handing our matters over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will handle it for us. What problems I got, I hand it over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He'll take care of it. This dua is a very powerful dua to lead. In fact, this dua, it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes also in the ayat of the Quran, that when the sahaba, after the battle of Uhud, we know that they regrouped, and now they heard that the kuffar that were running away, they had got to a certain place. So when they were going there, some people tried to frighten them. Some people tried to frighten them and told them that they are enemy that is waiting in ambush for them. So when they told him the people waiting in ambush for them, what was the reply of Sahaba? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us. Allah Ta'ala is an excellent guardian for us. In fact, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala makes mention of this dua also in the Quran. Inna an-nasa qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum fazadahum imana. They tried to make them fear, but what happened to Sahaba? Allah Ta'ala increased the iman. They got more higher level of iman. People came to frighten them. The people waiting there, they're going to ambush you, they're going to kill you. So Sahaba were not like us, frightened people. They went for them. They went, they regrouped, and they were going for them. فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. What they said? حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us. And what an excellent guardian is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And also, this حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ was the supplication of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when the tyrant king threw him into the fire. When he was catapulted into the fire, what dua did Ibrahim alayhi salam read? He read the same dua. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. So whenever we in any type of problem, worry, concern, read this dua with the meaning of this dua. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ. Allah is sufficient for us. نِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. What a good guardian, in other words, what a good person to hand my affairs to, then handing it over to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, I don't need to worry. فَوْوِدُ أَمْرِ إِلَّهِ. I'm handing my affairs to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He'll take care of it. As the Mufti Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullahi, explaining that this idea of taking this mental stress out of the mind. People stress all the time about business, stress about the children, stress about the family, stress about this and stress about that. He says, have this quality that hand everything over to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is in charge. He'll take care of it and will take away the stress from us. He says, even if a person has got a son that is rebellious, that doesn't listen, he thinks to himself, ufawwidu amri ilallah, I did what I could do. I spoke to the son. I told him what to do. I explained to him, I tried to show him the right direction. Now, فَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I hand the matter over to Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala wants to change his heart, Allah Ta'ala wants to change his mind, Allah Ta'ala wants him to behave in the right direction, he will do it. Why do I need to stress? The matter is now handed over to Allah Ta'ala. I'm trusting in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So he says, it takes away a lot of worry, it takes away a lot of concern. Like that, apply the same thing to a person's business, his staff, his circle, his friends, other things, issues that worry him, his health issues, etc. I'm handing it over to Allah Ta'ala. Then he becomes very, very light. So you see what a nice dua that we have been taught in the hadith. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Just to recap, that when Sahaba heard this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they didn't just relax and say, okay, now you can carry on with life. It weighed very, very heavy on them. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him at this time now of worry and concern, this is the dua to read. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.